host guy here on the base is not only a great bass player and a much sought after bass player in the Nashville area, but not only is he just a fine player, but he comes prepared to the gig, and that gets you a lot of work. But he's also getting known lately for his wonderful songwriting. That song was recorded by Del McCurry and Joel Awesome and Daley and Vincent and you name it. And if you would give him a nice hand. He was the IVMA Songwriter of the Year last year, John Weisberger.
Number one, and I don't know whether they mentioned it, there were plans afoot to mention it, I think, on the main stage last night. So this may be old news to you, but new news to some others. And that is, as you know, Ned is on Bluegrass Junction. Chris has been on Bluegrass Junction for many years. And starting next Saturday, on Saturday, June 7th, I'll be on Bluegrass Junction as well. We're taking a show that I've been doing with Del McCurry. To SiriusXM, Bluegrass Junction. It's called Handpicked with Del McCurry. It airs at 6 Eastern, starting this coming Saturday night. So y'all check it out. It's a lot of fun. Get to hear a lot of stories from Del.
And we're gonna get you guys on the third shift at Sheets also. So.
we could use the money, for sure. We're gonna do a brand new, I always hate to announce it beforehand, but I just feel compelled. This is the first time that we've done this song. Out. It's a song that I wrote together with a wonderful songwriter named Kim Ritchie and Tom Utz, and this is on the brand new Volume 3 of the 1861 Project, all new original songs about the American Civil War. And Volume 3 is all about the Battle of Franklin. It took place near where Chris lives from time to time in Franklin, Tennessee. And Chris sings it on the album. It tells a true story of a guy who was born and raised in Franklin and went off to fight with the Confederate side, marched around up to Ohio and out to Virginia, and finally came back just in time to be killed in his own front yard and to die in the room in which he was born. So kind of a lonesome story, and it's called Going Home, Boys.